Why aren't grapes ever lonely? Because they come in bunches. And what's the definition of divine? It's what the grapes grow on. Today is about being a branch connected to the vine and the branch producing fruit. Now, in our high-tech global environment, I have a smartphone, an iPad, plus a desktop and laptop computer for my personal and professional use. And all of these devices keep me connected. Now, which of these devices do you possess? Some of us spend a lot of time messaging, browsing, friending, tweeting, and sharing. And many of us are involved in creating and sustaining virtual communities through Facebook and Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn. And these myriad internet resources bring people together in creative and interesting ways. And we have become more connected to one another within and throughout this savvy cyberspace technology. But recent statistics indicate that paradoxically, we have grown more distant from one another. Cyberspace relationships do not always allow us to detect the emotional tone in conversations. Online contacts often fall short on empathy. And those social media stickers and emojis are no replacements for a handshake, a face-to-face smile, and a needed hug. So what does it mean to be in relationship, fully connected to the life-giving energy at the very core of our lives? Today's scriptures are a stark reminder. In the Acts of the Apostles, we heard how Saul became connected to the disciples through his personal encounter with Christ and the effects that encounter had on his life. Knowing Paul's murderous background, the disciples are fearful of him. Then Barnabas intervenes, relating Saul's conversion story to them. And only then is Saul accepted among the disciples. Saul, being in relationship with Christ, with God, with Barnabas, and with disciples, was forged through personal encounters and direct storytelling. So when have you experienced, like Saul, a negative reaction from others when you have moved on to a new approach or position? As disciples of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, we grow as a church through people's encounters with our witness. The Spirit has the power to awaken the Spirit in others and move them to form new relationships grounded in the love of the Lord. Well, the gospel gives us a definition of divine. What Jesus means when he says, "I am the true vine, and you are the branches." Two ideas make up his explanation. First, we are connected to him, like branches that are lifeless and useless unless they are connected to the vine. The second idea is the purpose for staying connected is to simply bear fruit. I am the true vine was the last in the sevenfold statement sequences of I am sayings in John's gospel. I mentioned all seven last Sunday. He shared this metaphor on the night before he would be taken from the disciples by arrest and crucifixion. His words offer great comfort to know that we are connected to him always, even when it seems we have lost him, when it seems that we are on our own. Aren't you glad that we do not live or die on our own apart from Jesus Christ? Branches aren't much use and stand no chance of survival if they are separated from the life-giving vine. As Jesus said, remain in me. The temptation is to go it on our own. It is so great. We live in a society that promotes independence and to make something of ourselves. It becomes very easy to think that it's all up to us and our own resources as we try to solve problems and meet life's challenges. And our purpose for staying connected to Jesus is to bear fruit. We are not saved just to enjoy the benefits of salvation for ourselves. God's grace comes to each of us on its way through us to one another. And as branches that draw life and nutrient from the vine, our purpose is not just to wave leafy stems to a hungry world. We are supposed to bear fruit, to feed the world with the good news for which they are starving. A branch that simply soaks up the vine's nutrient does not turn that gift into ripe fruit for others to enjoy. It's a branch destined for pruning. And what is this fruit that we are to bear? Is it simply a matter of a love or charity to be exercised within the church? Is it a life of public works that will bring about the conversion of a secular culture? Is it a missionary activity to care for the poor, the orphan, the widowed, the elderly, the prisoner? Does it involve Christianizing our society to protect our religious values? Does it include securing the goods of this world at whatever cost? By our fruits, the world will know us as branches on the vine. Well, Jesus takes this vineyard image further. He says, "My Father is the vine grower." His love for both the branch's vitality and the world's hunger makes him inspect the branches for fruitfulness. If he does not find fruit, God, the vine grower, prunes the branch, giving it every patient grace to bear fruit. And if the branch refuses to be fruitful, despite this divine caretaking, the branch risks being removed and burned up, offering at least a little warm fire to take the chill off the world's night. We are meant to be useful in God's purpose to redeem and love the world back to himself. We are connected to the vine and cared for by God, not only for our own sakes, but for the sake of the world. At some point, all the branches get pruned. Even those who do bear fruit, The vine dresser prunes in order for the branch to be even more fruitful. But surely no branch ever enjoyed pruning any more than a lamb enjoys the shearing of its wool. This temporary inconvenience is more than justified, since the prune part comes back even more fruitful than before. God's pruning is not punishment, but approval and elevation for a job well done and an even better performance to come. So when have you ever felt God's pruning in your life? The best grapes are produced closest to the central vine, where the nutrients are the most concentrated. As Saint Mother Teresa once said, "You will never know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have." We have been chosen to bear the fruit of heaven. Jesus is the one who has made that possible. And here the Eucharist offers us the nutrients for hanging in there on the vine of life. And remember, you heard it through the grapevine.